The following podcast is a member of the PokéCasters Network. PokéCasters Network, supporting Pokémon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokémon fans. To find out more, check out PokéCastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, guys, did you know the midsection actually has a secret? If you type in the 17th letter that I say in every single midsection onto our website, www.notascratch.com/, you type in all those letters for every single episode. This includes the ones that are special episodes. This includes the mini announcements. Anything that's uploaded to the feed, which as an account right now, prior to Arc 6 Episode 7 coming out, is 150 on the nose, I think. If you type in that letter on as the end of the URL, you get to the secret page where I not only explain the entire plot of this story, but I tell you what the next campaign is and spoil that.
Only you will be able to find out, listener, and you have to listen to all the episodes in reverse order to find the secret.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes that Scratch is an overpowered move. I am your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Andrew himself, and with me here, also in the recording booth...
It's me, Muhammad, in case you were wondering. Yes, I just punched Onrud. And over Ow. To my right is someone who is wondering why the tissue box in the middle of the table is a triangular prism.
6, 7, 8. Why does it have 8 sides? Hi, I'm Daisy.
I feel like the
triangle.
Oh my god, my brain just melted because I was like, hold on, there's so many ways in which I could take this, and then I just couldn't settle on one.
I'm great at math.
No, because at first I was like, wait, I meant to say triangular pyramid, not triangular prism, and that has 6 sides. Wait, that has 6 sides, what's going on?
The secret is, I'm crocheting.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Not a Scratch, the podcast I believe that Scratch is an overpowered move. Utterance quit.
Yeah, I'm confused right now for a variety of reasons, chief among it being I just got a message from Mansoor right now who says he's getting ready to attend the Premier League game. He's heading to Manchester United's matchup, which I don't know if he's a fan or not.
I will tell you this right now. Unless it is Manchester United at Liverpool, that is someone impersonating Mansoor. I don't think Mansoor would be caught dead at Old Trafford.
That's what I was wondering. Like, I didn't think he was a Man United guy.
No. He's a Liverpool guy, so I don't understand what he'd be doing there. Which is why I think you got to double check the number. This might be fraudulent information.
I don't know. It just says he's at the Man United Brighton game, or he's going to be at the Man United Brighton game in a few days, which is me trying to predict when this episode comes out.
Man, he really switched up on us there, huh? Well, I say us. I don't care.
Maybe he's there just to boo them. Because it's at Brighton, too, which... I don't know if that... Anyway, he's at a Premier League match somewhere, so... Shout out to Mansoor.
Shout out the city of Brighton.
Shout out Brighton, yes. Shout out my friend Brighton. Shout out... Shout out everybody. Speaking of shout outs, we need to give a massive shout out to the dancer because they are a big person. They did stuff last episode. Speaking of last episode, a historical summary brought to you by some/all of us.
Yes. We went to the dreams, the dream world, and we looked at some instruments. And we knew exactly what they were used for, and we wanted to keep them a secret, but then we realized we didn't know what they were used for, and we were like, why are these powerful? And Kyle was like, and I was like, can I play this horn? And then the Whizcash was like, actually, I know exactly what's going on here. Let me tell you. And then proceeded to tell us all, even Adam, who didn't know anything before, who was like, whoa. And then we found out that you make a wish when you have them all, because Arceus comes down and is like, I like you. Have a little wish. And then we left and we got on a train and Kyle watched a letter do some weird things. I think it got wet, the letter.
And that then would be right. Yes, sorry, you're so good at the summary. I didn't want to interrupt, but yes.
No. Let Daisy cook.
Yeah, and then there was some numbers on it, and then I saw a Hoopa, and I was like, "Hey, you're bad." And Hoopa was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Why?" And Hoopa was like, "You know, I just want to do some things. Do you want to be bad too?" And I was like, you make some good points, but I don't know about that one. You want to try getting a better answer? Bye. And then I like de-poofed myself out of Hoopa's dream that Hoopa drew me into. So I was like, psych, I'm better than you. And then I don't know what happened after that. I think we're about to find out. Now you don't have to listen to the previous episode.
Standing ovation.
I'm quite literally giving a standing ovation.
That might be the single best summary we've ever had. In terms of combination of humor and actual summarizing the episode, that might be the best.
If you chose to start on this episode, you don't have to listen to the previous one.
No, but here's the best part about Otterud making that statement. Neither I nor Otterud know exactly what you all just heard.
Very true. There is a non-zero chance that the summary that I just heard is not the summary that is used in the final episode. And I'm only going to find that, I'll be perfectly honest, I'm going to find that out when I do the recap of Arc 6, which isn't going to happen for like 6 months. So, yeah. Anything you want to add to the summary that may or may not exist, Mohammed?
If it may or may not exist, can I add to it? Because if I'm adding to a summary that doesn't exist, you're asking me to do the summary. But if I'm adding to a summary that does exist, that was very comprehensive, I'm merely repeating points.
Very
I'm
true.
I'm actually
but
just
going to
not
adding.
Include a summary at all in this episode and just start it where you said, wow, what a great summary.
That would be also funny.
That would be great.
Anyway, Mohammed, up to you. Adding things is always adding things. It's just either adding useful things or not adding useful things. That is my answer.
So, last time, Liko and Roy set off on their adventure. On the brave Asagi. All
right, great. And with that, I think, without further ado, let us dive on in. Ahem. To quote an anonymous philosopher, chugga chugga. Choo choo. Train go burr. Speaking of burr, it's not that cold. I don't know why I mentioned that, but it's, you know, you're traveling. You're along the coastline. You can see as you're approaching. It's the early morning. It is Monday, August 22nd, I think. Early morning, bright, shiny new day. And you're approaching Watertown. The town that is surprisingly full of water. You're on the coastline. There's a river that, like, cuts basically right by the city. Very fun, very cool. And from here, actually, you're going to approach the edge, I think, unless Kyle has a different direction that he wants to go to because of things that he has to do. I'm assuming. And we zoom into the train that's traveling this way. You've just been woken up effectively by, I forget if I said a conductor comes in or if it's just an announcement on the train. But nevertheless, you're approaching Watertown. That morning, you got a little bit of time beforehand. Either of you want to do anything on the train or talk to each other or look around the train, whatever you want to do for the next smidgen of time.
I mean, I think I'm basically just like, all right, so when we get off, we're going to a boat, right? You said the edge is next. That's where we're heading.
Kyle wakes up, what he's going to do first is take a look at the letter in his bag, in the envelope, and, you know, see if it's reflecting any of the changes and updates that Kyle just got.
Roll Arcana.
I was not expecting to roll this quickly. My dice are still in my bag. that is 18 plus 1.
It's flickering back and forth between the two, but it settles at a certain point. You see it, you recognize the new address is located there. And it's sort of implying to you, like, go here, but nobody else outside of this group can tell that you're supposed to go here.
And then outside of this group, this group being me and the envelope, or me, the envelope, and the other Pokemon in the room.
you, the envelope, Daisy Rollercana.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I guess to be fair, I should Rose roll Arcana, but
I know, but Rose doesn't.
Yeah, Rose doesn't have dice in her own hair inventory, I'm pretty sure.
Five.
You know, the Manaphy knows for some reason. Don't know why that's the case.
Manaphy knows everything.
Manaphy does know everything.
If Manaphy could speak words, the series would be over. We'd have accomplished it. GG.
Very true. That is my that's my one stopgap, is that man if he can't speak properly yet.
And then he just gave us the rock horn anyways, but hey.
Also true.
Manaphy, time to go to school.
Yeah, just in the background, Daisy's been tutoring Manaphy. It's like, okay. A. B. Ba. Yep. No, just B.
I have pulled Manaphy out of the game, and I am tutoring Manaphy, and then I will shove Manaphy back into the computer.
Yeah, it's just me looking. When did Manaphy's stats get so busted? Manaphy's at, like, plus 20 for all the human stats, all those, like, cool and cute and all that. It's like, where'd you get all this? Manaphy's like, well, to be precise, it was a long, arduous journey that took us forth on this grand adventure, yada, yada, yada.
And then I learned how to spell.
I learned how to spell, and I learned how to say verbs, and phrases. Daisy, I don't think you would. I don't think you're looking at the letter to begin with, but if you were, I don't think you would notice it. Muhammad, you can tell. Kyle can tell. Kyle, you can tell that it is you, the Manaphy, and the envelope that know that this is where you're supposed to go.
Okay.
And presumably nobody else can notice this.
Okay. I think Kyle is gonna very quickly just for the sake of confirmation, just hold up the envelope to Rose and just be like, you notice anything different about it?
That's an envelope. I don't think I've seen that before. Who's it for?
Kyle points to the... Where is it on an envelope? The middle, bottom third, right? That's it. That's where your to address usually is.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. It looks like...
It's just to the dancer at the edge,
I think. To the dancer? That sounds pretty cool. Who's that?
Kyle very quickly turns the envelope, looks up and looks back at the envelope, and Kyle's just like, all right, fine.
it's also at the edge, right? That sounds like it means that's where we're going.
And Kyle's like, well, last night I was looking at the envelope, and it showed a different town on the envelope. Like, it changed.
Okay.
And, it looks like this is, now what I see, it says it's addressed to, Density.
Density? Huh. I didn't see that. It looked like the edge to me. Are you saying you have magic mail?
You have magic
mail? Kyle just kind of shrugs. He's like, what are you going to do?
I didn't know that mail could change addresses mid-delivery. That seems really complicated. How is the mail person supposed to get it to the right place if they go all the way to the place it's at, and then they look and then deliver, and then they say, what? Oh, this is all the way back on the other side of the continent.
I like how, to me at least, as a listener to this, it sounds like all the magic stuff that's been occurring in the past, Rose has either been like, I don't understand this, but I will soon, but or I understand this perfectly, and now it's the complication of slightly changing mail that's like made Rose snap up. That's like, this doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, it's just the fact that
this is where the suspension of disbelief ends. It's like, oh, come on, really?
This poor mail carrier is going to travel all the way to the edge to try and deliver this letter, only to realize the person's not there and they have to go somewhere else? What if this happens on more mail? This is going to be drastic and the economy's going to collapse. No one's going to get their letters. We got to do something about this.
Rose has just written a mini research paper about the economics of mail changing forms. It's like, as you can see here through our analysis, we properly determined, statistically speaking, that this would cause a 1.3 billion poke loss to the post office system, thus losing tax revenue, thus losing governmental support, XYZ. Just full on research study of that.
Kyle, while Rose is going through this mini existential crisis, is just patiently waiting, and it is just like, Adam gave me the letter. You can ask him if you really want to know, but
okay.
It says to go to Density, and that's just on the other side of town, so.
Oh, remind me your speeds, both of you.
That's a good question.
Max, you know, full healthy, all good. By the way, if you're for some reason not fully healthy, you are now. But full healthy
thanks.
Speeds.
I've been cured. My speed is 10,000.
10,000. That's slightly off.
My speed is 15 million.
13.
15.
Okay, so 13 and 15. Okay, cool. Yeah. This is going to take you a smidgen of time. How do we establish...
Is a smidgen a few days, or is a smidgen, like, a month?
I'm going to be honest. It's been so long since you guys have walked anywhere that I've forgotten how speed works.
I've never walked anywhere in my life.
You literally haven't walked anywhere.
I've been floating this whole time.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the way we did it was,
oh, speed is okay. Yeah, I got it here.
You can travel your speed number of units, like in a
per,
day
per
without
daytime,
expending
yeah.
any belly.
Right, right.
So, like, over the course of like what, like I think it was like you can travel your speed number of units over 12 hours without expending
yep, yep.
any belly, and if you go any faster, you start using belly.
It still expends belly. If you go faster,
does,
then it expends more belly.
Yeah. It's like
this.
I forget exactly how much belly it is. Maybe like
so who's the slowest between you two? Reminder?
Me.
Rose.
With a 13, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not by much.
Okay. So...
I'm just still pondering that letter while Kyle's.
Also, I know Manaphy's in the bag, so Manaphy's speed doesn't factor in. But is Manaphy faster than both of us?
I do not believe so.
Okay.
I think Manaphy's is like 11.
Okay, all right. Because now I'm just really curious. While Onward's figuring out the time distance maths, I'm going to figure out Manaphy's base stats.
Not Manaphy. This trip would take the walking distance 3 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Which
yeah,
is
yeah.
very small.
Yeah, it's a one-day detour, yeah. Oh, Manaphy just has Mew stats. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so it's going to be 3 hours from when you leave, which is theoretically now, as the train parks into Watertown.
Run!
Yeah, Daisy.
If Rose wants to run, sure, Kyle can keep up going at a leisurely pace.
Wow, I'm only 2 points lower than you.
Yeah, that's not going to be, in the grand scheme of things, you're still burning belly, but,
yeah, but, Kyle, yeah, leisurely stroll, okay, here we go.
We'll start heading over, I guess, just be like, alright, and along the way, I guess I'll probably just, like, try and ask, like, so what's the point of this letter again? Like, why did Adam want you to deliver it?
How would Kyle explain? Because Rose doesn't know Kyle's whole cover story. And is Kyle just gonna...
Now would be a good time to explain it.
Huh?
Yeah, we had a few hours, and now would be a good time to explain it.
No, but I'm like, are we in the middle of the train station right now, or are we all, like, we're walking over? Like, when is Rose asking
this is as we're walking.
Unless you guys have something you want to do in Watertown, this is as you're walking down the road.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Once they're on the road, I think Kyle's, like, willing to explain, like...
Yeah.
I think what Kyle's gonna do is, he needs a prop to help explain, so he's gonna take out his badge and hope that his badge is in covert mode.
The badge screams out, "I'm a recruit of the Lost Member. If you're a bad guy, please attack me."
Okay.
I attack Kyle.
Fair enough.
I think the badge would be as the as a member of the last guild you were in, which would be the Battlehammers.
Would it be safe to say that because I'm also a recruit of the Lost, it, like, I could also tell, though? Or is it... I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, because Kyle's about to do whatever, but...
Kyle, at this point, has just pulled out a badge that says he's a member of the Battlehammers.
Okay.
Rose, you would know this as one of the guilds, I think. I remember, at least in the past, you've read something about a guild matchup.
Yeah.
In, like, a newspaper or something, I think... guild meeting stuff like that. So you would know the different guilds.
To me, I think the whole guild thing was like, oh, that's what most people my age went to do, but I had to run a bakery, so I didn't get
to
do that.
I don't know if it's most people. There's not that many guilds, but...
Well, at least the tryouts, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people would try out, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's fair.
That might be a memory.
Yeah.
And also, it's a kind of a big cultural thing in this world, so...
Yeah, a little bit. but yeah, so...
And I baked goods for the gala.
This is true. This is true.
What's a guild? I've never heard of that.
I can imagine in that universe, Rose is just like, I have no idea who you are. Well, that's cool. Here's the money we'd be paying you. I love you guys. Here's the baked goods.
But yeah, Kyle, he pulls out his badge, and it shows he's a member of the Battlehammers. He just goes, since I initially joined the recruits through my guild tryouts, Adam set up a program where I'm, and Kyle aggressively air quotes, on an exchange program between all of the different guilds. Adam asked me to deliver this letter so I could, you know, take some leave from the Battlehammers to go to the Edge. But now there's a detour.
So, are we not going to the Edge after this, then?
Kyle just very quickly shakes his head and is like, oh no, we are.
Okay. And Adam didn't tell you anything about the dancer.
Kyle just very slowly shakes his head. No. And he's like, he mentioned it's an old friend.
I think there was like a time pressure thing when he was explaining this, which is part of the reason why he couldn't give you all the details, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Maybe there was. I don't remember that.
Because in Rose's head, they're just like, okay, so Kyle just, like, you know, listens to whatever Adam says, and is just like, cool.
No, I remember what it was, because I think he was explaining this to you, or events might not be exact like this, but he's explaining this to you as you were meeting up with Rose for the first time, and so that, in conjunction with, like, Sandoran learning the language, kind of made a bunch of events happen at once.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, no, like, it was a whole... Deliver this, that's your... It was a whole ordeal of, like... It was because that was Rose, Adam, and Kyle basically met at the library while Zadoran was wrapping up his thing. And Kyle was like, all right, I need to, Kyle was like, yo, Adam, I need some way to go to the Edge. And Adam was like, all right, here you go.
Yeah. And then vamoose immediately. So,
yeah, exactly.
There was a little bit of a time pressure there.
I think it's a bit more of like a manufactured time sensitivity than anything of like, to the Battlehammers, it's like, oh, he's got to, like, Adam was like, he's got to go. All right, like, we're not going to ask questions. Like, let him go. Like, he's clearly got more important things to tend to. Right.
And we cannot use the established mail system given the changing address.
That might be part of it. And then also, you want to hand this? This is top secret information. We can't give this to some regular Pelipper mail deliverer.
This is a favor to the former president of the Guild Association. Like, who is Echo to ask any questions?
We all know Pelipper, like pigeons, works for the bourgeoisie.
Okay, that's a whole different. Whole different avenue there. Anyway,
all Pelipper are violent, exclusive paradox Pokemon. They've been manufactured.
Anyway,
they've been mass produced by the professor.
Oh gosh.
I don't respect the Pokemon violent. I can make those jokes now.
You can make the joke now. You're not. It's good now. Finally, you can make those jokes. Muhammad.
Where were we?
Explaining the letter.
Yeah. So Kyle's just
Dancer,
like,
person. Cool guy, not a cool guy? Question mark?
Yeah. Kyle's like, I don't know much about the dancer. Adam asked me to deliver it, and this is like, Adam came up with this as like a cover for me to leave the Battle Hammers, and so it was like, all right, cool, let's do this.
Okay. So are you gonna need another cover after that, or are we just like chill?
I think Kyle, I guess the explanation for this would be like Kyle's is like, well, I mean, it depends where we're going next. Either, you know, I come up with another special assignment, or if there's a guild nearby where we're going, I just transfer over. It's okay. More so a way for us to get, you know, some good resources as we go along, because Kyle gestures to his height. I'm 10.
Yes, I am aware.
Also, Kyle gestures to his height like his height has anything to do with his actual age.
Right.
You are 10. You are 10 age tall.
I'm 10 years tall.
I guess it's not necessarily needed to be at this moment, but Rose could just be like, well, I kind of just already told some people that you're like a student and we're traveling. So maybe that's a easy way to get you places.
Kyle just kind of like half checks him, like, yeah, I mean, for most people that's, you know, that's fine. I can roll with that. But, you've never actually set foot in a guild hall, have you?
You don't know about me. I'm actually secretly the current president of the Guild Association.
Rose is the dancer. Surprise!
To that be a wild... Yeah, Hey, Daisy, here's this random fact that I introduced slightly when your character showed up. You don't know this. I love doing, you know, because every player loves it when their GM just throws a random plot point didn't have any introduction. Yeah.
No, it's a plot point, sure.
A character. It's like the GM, like, just changes your character for you. Everyone loves that.
Yeah.
Who's Rose, this dancer person? Dino?
No.
It's been me the whole time.
Illusion breaks.
It's two Audinos.
Slightly related to that, though, Muhammad, that was one of the things that was on the letter. This is the current president.
Yeah.
I don't know if we explicitly mentioned that previously, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Kyle's explicitly mentioned it either. Kyle has just told Rose what Adam told Kyle. Anything additional Kyle learned from the envelope beyond change in location, Kyle has not shared. Because of like, I probably don't need to share it. Like, it will, you know, you'll see eventually.
We'll find out.
Or partly out of just sheer confusion of level 80? Excuse me?
That's That's fine. Rose's line of questioning is mainly just to be like trying to suss out whether Kyle actually is just listening to whatever Adam says without any questions.
Also, let it be known that Kyle has been fully transparent and fully honest.
You're gonna have to check the record on that one, because that is a lie.
I think he's saying about this specific situation.
Rose asked, Kyle shared. As soon as, like, you know, there was no one around to eavesdrop, Kyle shared. Like, hey, like, look.
Flashback to a couple seconds ago where Muhammad said, I'm not saying the thing about that I saw in my dream about it, other than the location change.
Well, Kyle has shared everything that he is.
Completely transparent.
Okay, like, that's a detail. Like, who the dancer is irrelevant. The only relevant thing about the dancer is the dancer is a friend of Adam who needs an envelope. Like,
Rose asks, who's the dancer? Kyle, that's irrelevant.
Kyle is Adam's friend. Like...
I'm just messing with you, but because you played transparency well.
I stand by this.
Which is exactly not the definition of transparency.
We gotta give Kyle props, though. He is improving. He used to be completely opaque. Now he's translucent.
Yes.
Kyle was opaque about one thing. Justifiably so. And I'm dying on that hill.
All right. We can push that aside. Daisy, I need you to roll for me a d20. No modifier, just d20, okay. Joe.
This is to determine if I am the dancer.
Yes, this is to determine if you are the dancer.
I got a 4.
An applet falls from a tree.
A
diplet.
Kyle, you look at the envelope, by the way, as you're talking about the envelope. The level now says 84.
Okay.
I rolled a 50.
The level says 130, and it's broken past your envelope. So anything else you want to discuss before we get there? I have rolled on the side. I don't have any events that are occurring.
I imagine this is a conversation here that takes a little bit of time to...
Yeah, yeah.
It takes like half an hour out of the 3 hours, right?
Maybe a little longer based off the way that Kyle and Rose communicate.
Fair. It takes an hour out of the 3 hours.
Kyle says something vaguely.
Daisy contemplates for Rose contemplates for like an hour and then responds back. So you mean what? Like,
really, I'm just doing the mental calculus to try and not reveal that I am in fact the dancer.
Yes, that. I also would like you, because we need to keep doing this, because there hasn't been instance for this, but I did want this to be a thing. I need your bellies, both of you, to drop by 3.
Okay.
For the 3 hours that you're traveling for this. So it should be 25 to 22 now? Is that right?
Yeah.
I actually now have 0 belly, because Honored has not fed me in months. Since I started editing episodes, he's locked me in a room.
I pay you for a reason. It is to buy things so that you can survive.
Rose goes, Kyle, I've never felt this sensation before. It feels like my belly is shrinking.
That's
what is happening? Movement.
Kyle just takes an apple out of his bag and just tosses it over.
Is that true?
Hmm?
Do you do that?
Yes. If Rose says, oh man, I'm hungry, Kyle's like, alright, here you go.
Cool.
You have an apple, would you like to use it or store it?
What does an apple do?
Apple restores belly by D4.
By
right
D4,
there?
Yes.
And what is what's the deal with belly? It goes down by how much?
It goes down by movement, like physical walking, and it goes down when you use moves in battle.
So,
among other circumstances.
By the end of our like 3 hour journey, how much will it have gone down by?
It would be from 25 to 22.
Yeah.
Oh, that's total. Oh.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you don't have to use it.
You are not going to need this apple today unless we manage to fight the dancer. And if we do have to fight the dancer, you will also not need that apple. You will not run out of belly before we get knocked out.
Yeah. Very true. It mainly belly. So belly exists as this thing. If belly drops to 0, it introduces a bunch of disadvantages and all sorts of roles that makes it not fun. So,
Rose takes a little nibble of the apple and then puts it away for later.
That will not activate the apple. I'm just going to point that out. If you eat that's the stem fine. Of the apple, that is not going to increase your belly.
If you eat the stem of the apple, that's the only thing that activates. No, that's fine. I'll store it.
Cool. So you can add that to your bag if you've got apples already or not. And you guys approach Den City. Describe to me what Den City looks like. I'll leave this to you two.
It's very sparse. It's just a giant sprawling suburb.
Well, you think it's very sparse, but then you go towards the center and you see that it's all compact underground and everyone lives in a very close proximity.
Oh, I thought you were gonna...
The actual like surface of the city is just like a couple of farmhouses and then like this thing that looks like a well, and you walk up to the well and it's actually an elevator down to the actual city, and it's just this giant metropolis right underground.
And everyone lives in very close living quarters, and that's all of course.
And you pay about what would it be? I gotta convert poke to dollars. We've done this before. It's 200 grand a month for a loft in a little tight 4-bedroom apartment.
What? Oh, so it's New York.
Yes.
But it's okay because it's a very communal living and everyone supports each other.
So it's New York except
transit. Yes.
Who needs public transit when you can just walk 3 blocks down?
So it's New York, but everybody's happy.
Sure.
Yes, and also everyone is filthy rich.
So it's New York, but everybody's happy still.
I wouldn't describe all of New York as filthy rich.
It's New York, but everything above the 3rd floor.
5th floor, yes.
Perfect.
But
this is all canon.
But,
so
important detail. No Central Park. Central Park is just more buildings.
Well, Central Park is the farms above.
Yeah, Central Park is upstairs.
Yeah. But like where Central Park would be, just more buildings.
So it's not Central Park. It's, above ground area park. It's just the outside.
It's where people perfect. In the city go when they need to quite literally touch grass.
Yes. This is all
roots
canon.
Of grass. Which is underneath, which they can touch all the time.
Exactly. They're, right now, they're just touching dirt. And touching dirt is weird. You gotta touch grass.
Yes. Yeah. Alright.
There's a lot of bug-type Pokemon, a lot of Nincado running around.
Why not? I can't believe I did this. And I'm so happy I did. So, you guys approach Den City. Den City, you see basically, I think
it's a den city. It's a city in like a little den under. Oh yes.
Yeah, y'all set this up perfectly.
Now you get it.
I was just going off den city. I didn't think den city. That didn't cross my mind at all.
My puns can have more than one meaning.
This is like a triple
entendre. Beautiful, and I think Daisy. This joke alone is worth you joining the team, let alone everything else that's happened.
You had to know that I'm...
Otterwood is saying you have made no contributions to the show up until
No. I'm saying even without all the other contributions to the show, had you done nothing for had you done nothing for 12 episodes and just done this now, that would be enough to make the contribution worth it.
Of all my contributions, this is the one that matters.
This is the one that matters.
This is your legacy. And not a scratch.
Oh, no. You approach Den City itself, and the city is kind of there. It's very much farmland. I think most of the above area is... very much for like farming and good, like making the products that would eventually go down below. So the foods and the other sort of things like that.
And there is one tire swing on a tree.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Go ahead and throw a random farmer Pokemon out for me. Just who's farming here?
Garbodor.
The first thing that came to mind was Miltank, but Garbodor is objectively funnier.
Okay. There's a Garbodor out here. I think literally has a rake and is just raking. raking some leaves, why not?
One of the things sticking out of its trash pile is just a rake.
Yeah, it's just a rake. It's got its two arms, and it's kind of just like, you know, fiddling around with something. And what then
it
there's like
a tractor, so it gigantamaxes and pulls one out.
Anyway, raking, and I think this Garbodor is the only Pokemon you see for the entire duration of where the city would be.
And there are no signs anywhere.
So, Garbodor just kind of raking things up, looks at you, kind of gives you a wave, looks questioningly, like, did you want something?
Yeah, we're looking for Den City.
Den City, yeah, alright. It's downstairs. You want to go over there? Down to the whale?
Downstairs.
You see the whale? It's downstairs, you know?
There's a whale.
Whale. No, whale. Whale. Not a whale.
Whalemur?
Whale. 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 Water. Water. Whale.
Yes, yeah. Water Pokemon. Whalemur.
See that stone over there?
I don't see a stone journey. I don't see it.
Turns to you. See the stone over there? It turns to you, Kyle. See the stone over there?
Kyle turns, looks over, looks back, and just kind of nods his head, tilts his head questioningly, like, what?
See the stone over there?
Get!
And you see, Garbodor's pre-evolution is Trubbish, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You see a little, like, kid Trubbish, probably around your age, Kyle, kind of, like, bouncing up from behind the shed.
Yeah, Paul? Go talk to these folks. They're all Westerners and stuff like that.
And Trubbish kind of
comes
in.
This is one of the farthest east regions of the Allcast region, yes.
Yeah. Trubbish comes. Hello. How can I help you?
We're looking for Den City, and they said something about a whale lord and some rock types.
Dad, come on. You gotta be better about this. They can't read you by your
Sure. Anyway. So, actually, it's underneath the ground. Den City's actually underneath. This is all like farming area. There's a well over there. Like, with the way you can get water. It's actually a way to get downstairs. It's not a real well. It's more like a an elevator, I guess.
Well.
Indeed. So you want to go over there and down, and then you'll see the city itself. You'll probably see a Pokemon pop up while you're walking there as well. It's not a very uncommon thing. There's a couple of them spread about, and you see a couple of, like, random spigots, almost. Spigots, I guess? Almost. They almost look like large, what are they called? Sprinklers, that's it. They almost look like lawn sprinklers, except they're a bit wider, almost like a whistle every now and then. Those, in fact, as you get closer to them, are about your height, Rose, and they're, in fact, like doors to go downstairs. Some of them are stairs, some of them are elevators, some of them are escalators, et cetera, et cetera. All heading down.
Cool.
Oh, okay. When we get there, we're looking for someone called the Dancer. Do you know where we might find them?
The Dancer? Oh, okay. Sure.
They'll be downstairs, obviously. You'll want to head, I guess, to the studio right now. I'm going to say the time right now, by the way, is around noonish. It's 11, actually, if I want to be exact with our 3 hours. They'll probably be at the studio right now, so... That elevator points to one that's like slightly further away. That set of stairs right there. If you go down those, you basically pop up right next to the studio. So I'd recommend going to that one over there. Down. Everything's all on a grid. It makes sense when you're down there or live here for a while, but you folks, I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
This Trevor just like, shall, yeah, the studio, it's on 48th and Olivine, like, you can't miss it.
Basically, yeah. It's on 3rd and 42nd. It's next to the Chipotle. You know how it is.
What's a Chipotle?
It's next to the it's next to the one sandwich stop that always exists in every city in Paldea.
Next to Scovolane's.
Next to Delicioso. Yes. Alright, Kyle nods and gives the Trubbish and his grumpy old paw a wave and looks to Rose and nods over to the thing like, alright, let's go.
To be fair, the paw wasn't grumpy. I was just being a brat.
No, but the paw got grumpy. At the very end there, the paw was grumpy.
I mean, you know how it is to grow, it's all these sorts of vegetables and stuff like that. It's real complicated to get all your done at this type of time. I'm an old farmer out here in the back of 14 meters, you know, meters some sort. You got to deal with all that sort of stuff. I got acre of land and everything.
That's because Rose was being a word that I would have to bleep if I
was. And from there, I presume, you head over to that section, yeah. Go down the stairs. It's a decent set of stairs. It's like a couple of floors almost. But then a door there. And as you open, the way that I picture this, if you've played like Fire Red Leaf Green, where all those like underground pathways that you would take, where you go down the stairs and walk for an extended period of time, it's not the walking, but just like underground. There's literally nothing there, and then you pop back up.
I was just thinking sort of New Marvel.
That works.
Ooh, that's
too.
Another. Yeah, that works as well. And as you open the door, you see a city on par with the cities that you guys came from, right? It's on par with Vulcanburg, Rose, where you're from. It's on par with Thundertree. It's huge. It's just underground.
Is it like in a cavern, or is it like dug out in like tunnels? Because I don't know if we'd see it if it was just like...
It's not in tunnels. It's almost as if there's like this protective shield of dirt, effectively, that's covering the entire city. But everything is open. Like there are buildings underneath and everything like that. Imagine taking a city and then just putting a hood on top of it. Kind of what it feels like.
Okay, cool.
What if we took the city and pushed it underground?
Basically that.
Yay!
And then from there, sure enough, the studio...
That
giant
might be the
sign,
first SpongeBob reference in the history of Not a Scratch.
I highly doubt that. I think we've made this exact joke like 3 or 4 times. This is the first time it's worked, but... and sure enough, as you walk out of the stairs, probably marveling at the fact that this giant city is able to fit underground, you see a dance studio, I think is the best way to describe it.
I just say, man, that's one dense city.
There's a whooper with a drum set that just appears out of nowhere and disappears.
Yes, Whooper playing the drums with its hands that it uses to ice punch.
Yep.
Do not attack my Whooper's hands.
Anyway, that exists, and the dance studio is there. I presume you walk on it.
Yeah. Hello, this is Daisy. I play Rose on Not a Scratch. Thank you for listening to this episode. As always, episodes come out weekly, so be sure to follow us, subscribe, and do all those important things you ought to do when you support a podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode so far and you want to support us in any way, shape, or form, the best way you can do so is to share us with friends. Share us with anybody you know who wears sneakers? Maybe specifically ones that squeak on the floor? Also, you can leave us a review on your podcasting platform. Reviews help to bring in new people to our community and also give us advice on what we can improve on in the future. You can also follow us on all sorts of socials, available in the description, or you can email us at notascratchcast@gmail.com. If you have any cool ideas to add to the podcast or just want to reach out to us, you can find us there. We also have a Discord for Not a Scratch, and a bunch of awesome people have already joined. Join us to help build the Not a Scratch community. We've got a website, which you can check out at www.notascratchcast.com. The website has access to all of our episodes, our merch page, which is a bunch of awesome items and art, where we post commissioned art too, and fan art. If you send us fan art, you might just see it on our website. Our website and merch will be updating over time, so stay tuned. For this episode, we want to thank Glitch X City for the songs Kirby's Dream Land Lo-Fi Remix, Union Cave Lo-Fi Remix, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Kaskarafa City Lo-Fi Remix, Undella Town Lo-Fi Remix, Entralink Remix 7,
and Battle, Aqua Ripley. We also want to thank Tabletop Audio for the songs Strangers on the Train, Forest Day, and Myconid Colony. Also, we have a patron. Nope, we got multiple patrons. We got a Patreon. We want to shout out our patrons here. You can get amazing extra benefits regarding the show and its future. And you'll also be recognized during the show. Thank you to our patrons, Ginny, Ursa93, Eli, Pure Glaceon, Damon Liger, Lord Toffee, Simon Pelowakin, Fennec, Evelyn C, Journeyman Negative, Robert O, Arming Sword and Buckler, Blue Irawir, and Dark Rye Drive. For more information, check out the links in the episode description or contact us on Discord or Twitter. If you're interested in having a promo on the show for your podcast, we'd love to help. All you have to do is send us an email or contact us on Twitter and Discord, and we'd be happy to discuss more. Now, I don't have a promo specifically, but I do want to share a show with you real quick. Maybe it's a bit of a selfish plug, but some of you may know that I have another podcast called Two's Company. At the moment, it's been pretty radio silent, but I recently released a brand new episode that finishes off season one of the campaign I was calling Left Foot Forward. In Left Foot Forward, I played a bunch of different one-shot games of something called Wander Home, where I traveled around a beautiful pastoral land and had emotional stories and met cool people, all while being a giant rabbit person. If any of those words that I just said sound interesting to you, I would love if you checked out the Two's Company podcast and took a look at Left Foot Forward and see what you think. Hopefully there's more to come in the future. Now, let's finally see what this dancer is all about. Hello, we're here!
Sorry, I had to step up for a second.
I don't say that.
You walk in, and I'm going to say the receptionist. What's a Spritzy, why not? Spritzy is a receptionist. Oh, hello, how can I help you?
I just like... step aside and wave forward for Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle steps forward and takes the envelope out of his bag and just goes, we have a letter for the dancer. We heard they're here.
Oh, certainly. Who may I say is visiting? This delivery?
This is a delivery from on behalf of Adam.
Adam... the Alakazam?
Kyle nods and just takes out his guild badge.
Oh. Okay. Sure. And steps up, walks to the back.
So... waiting... for the dancer.
Kyle is just like slowly nodding as he just looks around the reception area, just like very much is like, alright. Dude, you can hear the Jeopardy music in the background.
Do do do. I'm trying to find a voice for the dancer. And I have one, but I don't think it's going to I don't think I can do it well enough. But I'm gonna try it anyway. So, the Spritzy pops out back. You can go inside the office there. Points towards a different door to the giant studios. You can go inside the office there. They'll be waiting.
Kyle gives the Spritzy a nod of like, oh, yeah, thank you, and starts walking over.
I guess I go too, yeah.
Yeah. And you walk on in. As you enter in, immediately, first thing you hear... I need to be able to do this right. Come on. It's been so long since I've heard this voice, but I really want this to be the voice, so I'm going to try it. Darling, you understand perfectly, yes, no? Sit down, both of you. Relax. It's like, darling.
Are we here to get super suits?
Relax, sit down, enjoy yourselves. If you'll excuse me for just a moment, can you pass the great. Sit down. I hear you have a letter you want to deliver to me. And coming out of the shadows, quote unquote, the Pokemon that you see, is a blue giant duck.
I knew it.
I need to figure out.
Name. Let me. It's your duck, Mohammed.
Oh, that duck. Oh, nice. All right, cool.
Is it Quaquavel?
Quaquavel?
Quaquavel.
Quaquavel?
Quaquavel.
Quaquavel. There you go.
Yeah, you know Brazilian Carnival? Big Brazilian thing.
Carnival.
Yeah. Carnival, but it's duck. It's Quaquavel.
Quaquavel. Sitting in front of you. Doing a terrible ethno mode, which is what I'm trying to get at right now, but it's not quite there.
That's okay.
It's funny because the inspiration for the voice is so short, but the Pokemon is, I think, pretty tall.
It's nearly 6 foot. Yeah.
Is it nearly 6 foot? No shot.
It's 5'11.
Quaquavel's taller than me.
Yep.
Oh, that's so good.
That's fun. Anyway, hello, how are you both doing? This is a weird, like, it's almost, what's that, isn't this supposed to be, like, Russian almost, or Eastern European?
I don't know.
Let's see if we can nail this down.
It's like that and Spanish combined, almost.
Probably some general vague accent, so that it is not determinable in the movie.
That also could be it.
But the movie's set in the real world, no?
I mean, yes. But
yes, but I think it's supposed to be just like the U.S. of somewhere, you know, one of those type things. If I hear the voice long enough, I would be able to get closer. But I almost wanted to have that Spanish flair because, you know, it's Paldea, right?
Bird described Edna's accent as a combination of Japanese and German. Deciding to draw influence from these regions because they're two small countries that have amazing design and amazing technology.
So, darling, you have a letter to deliver to me?
I just point to Kyle.
I mean, Kyle nods. He's still holding the... Like, he hasn't put the envelope back in his bag, so he just kind of holds it out.
Ah, very good. Thank you. I'm very glad that you were able to deliver this to me. My dear friend Adam, very good. It seems that he is enjoying retirement much more than he enjoyed the job, no?
Kyle just gives a short little nod. It's like, yeah, you could say that.
You know, he persuaded me to take the job after many, many attempts. I had rejected it two, three times in the past, and then after Adam's term, he insisted on me turning into the guild leader, and so... here I am. I must say, at times it is rough. It takes away from my home, my dance hall. But I cannot deny that the opportunity to travel is such a fascinating thing.
Oh. Kyle nods in agreement of traveling is cool.
Interesting.
Now the dancer will offer us an item to deliver somewhere.
I have something I want to give to you. I'd like you to try and take this all the way to the other side of the region. Good luck. Bye. No, I'm kidding.
Take this to the Icelands. Kyle shudders.
Have you ever met a Pokemon named Regigigas? I need you to take this to him. Kyle's just like, crap.
But you need to go fast because the ingredients will spoil.
You have 2 days. Good luck. No, Interesting. So you are part of the recruit program, no? Point to Kyle.
Kyle just nods, just like, yeah, I'm the exchange guild member.
Interesting that the exchange program was reintroduced after many, many years of not being there, but you must be a special one. And you are guardian, friend, assistant?
Yeah.
Yes. Just yes.
Okay, very good, very good. According to the letter, at least, it says that I am to provide as much resources as I can towards your specific exchange program. So, I'll ask you, how can I help?
Can we have all your money?
We have all your money?
Sorry, Otter, I missed that. My computer acted up. What did the dancer say?
Oh, I'm here to provide all the resources. The letter says I'm to provide as much resources as I can towards your case. So how can I help you?
Oh.
Can you tell us where the next legendary item is?
I do not know what that is, and for that, you shall be banished. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah. Hold on. Now I need to pull up my notes, because...
I can provide as much assistance as you need regarding anything that occurs on the East Coast, so to speak. This is my area, my understanding. And as such, if you have questions about anything happening here, Adam is more familiar with the West, I am more familiar with the East.
Okay. Alright, because I'm looking at the clues. Because the big thing that, like, Kyle just needs from the exchange program is just excuses to move around, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, us, like, excuses, cover assignments, whatever, right? Like, any reason to just be like, hey, so I know I'm supposed to be part of your guild right now, but I got a jet, right? And this was that, to go to the edge. I'm looking at the remaining legendary item hints, and I'm trying to figure out which ones, like, might be in this eastern part of the region.
The dancer, by the way, has offered this to both of you, in case, Rose, you have anything right. that you want to suggest.
Rose,
I know Kyle's
knees.
On a...
No. That was...
Can I borrow $35,000? Thanks.
Can I borrow
Can
the
I get a small loan? Okay, so...
A small, zero interest, I don't even have to pay it back alone.
Yeah. Alright. This is... It's Muhammad metagaming time. Daisy, you're welcome to join in. So... we've got three items left to get. Right? We've got the Aqua Monica, which we know where we want to go. It's just a matter of when's Onrood going to let us get there. Right? Assuming Otterud lets us get there eventually. At the end of this arc, or at the start of the next arc, or whatever. Right? After that, we've got the Terra symbol and the Sky Melodica. Now, the clue for the Terra symbol is show the land rival that the first creation trusts you. Which, I mean, it's a complimentary clue to the Aqua Monica, which is show the ocean rival that the mythical child trusts you. We have the mythical child. Mythical child trusts us. We just gotta go and be like, hey, Kyogre, what's good? Do you know how to play the harmonica? And Kyogre's like, yeah, I know how to play. You can borrow it. Really cool.
Yeah. Here's a little song I like to call The Piano Man.
All right. And then the Terra symbol. I assume the land rival is gonna be somewhere that is hot and or desert, right? You would think that's where Groudon would want to be. Groudon would want to be like near a volcano or something, right?
You might think, but is that really the truth? Groudon needs a desperate break from all the heat of the city. He's gotten away from cold, icy plains.
Oh,
I don't know
Lord.
About anything. I don't know if anything is particularly interesting, but there was this giant red creature that was here the other day looking for a dip in the ocean. I don't know.
Looking for a dip in the ocean while in the underground city. But yeah, so my assumption is that Groudon would be somewhere. I feel like the places to look for Groudon would be in Flama and would be in Petrum. Because Petrum's like the deserty place, and Flama's like the, you know, fire. Right?
Sure.
Would you describe that as the eastern, like, what, looking at the map of the Alcast region, would you describe that as east? Like, it's probably east, right?
Let me look.
Like, that's probably east. I don't know. The thing is, Petrum throws me. I don't know if Petrum's east. Flam is almost definitely east. Also, was Steelforge City in Petrum, or was it in Flam?
Steelforge is in Petrum.
Steelforge is in Petrum. Vulcanburg is in Flam.
Yeah. Correct. I don't know. I mean, we could just be like, can you just teleport us to the edge right now?
Okay, fair.
You got those powers?
I mean, true. It could be a matter of us saying, hey, Adam has a special assignment for us in the edge. Like, you know, can you send us there? But I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, how much we can milk out of this opportunity Onrud's given us. Because the last clue, right, is the Wingless must beat me to control the weather. For the Sky Melodica, which Pokemon metagaming here, that sounds like Rayquaza stuff.
Cast form.
I honestly would be very down if it was cast form, but it's unless we have to get a cast form to beat Rayquaza in like a weather battle. But also, cast form doesn't. I don't think it gets. Does it get weather setting moves? I don't know.
Yeah, that's it's exclusively
like its ability.
No. Its ability is forecast. It changes form with the weather.
Oh, right.
There's that's all the it, emerald. Yeah, the emerald thing. It starts off with Sunny Day and Hail and the Rain Dance.
Okay. So it does get those moves, but okay.
Instead of battle, it's just a weather off of like, I'm gonna Rain Dance. No, you're not. I'm gonna Sunny Day. No, you're not.
I mean, Rayquaza's abilities kind of, you know, shut down weather. Exactly. That's kind of its whole thing. But yeah, okay. So I don't know, because air like place. I feel like Onrud would put in either Ventus or Ave. Maybe I don't know, and that's why I'm wondering. Like, is I guess those are all in the eastern bit. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm having a hard time figuring this out.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't know how much we can milk out of this beyond just information, because this is, the dancer is not a recruit, as far as we know.
The only thing I would suggest is, like, we don't necessarily know what we'll need now, so what we can ask for is, like, is there a way we can, like, call on you if we need, like,
I mean, yeah, of course,
transport or something?
Of course, but I'm trying to think if there's anything else we could just ask for right now, right? Beyond just information, I guess transportation as well. But there's got to be a plausible cover story with this, right? Because the only guilds out in this part of the region, isn't there a guild in Ave, right? The snow riders.
One second. There is the frost riders, which I think are down south.
Yeah, the frost riders are in Ave, and that's it. For like that west, those western three, states, right? And there isn't.
There's the new one coming up in Palma, but that's not set up yet.
Yeah, and is there one in Ventus? I don't think there's one in Ventus.
I do not believe there is one in Ventus now.
There's none in Ventus. Like the states we're looking at, there's only one guild that covers these four states. I guess two guilds across five states if we include Petrum, right?
Petrum's got a couple. Petrum's got one in the north part of Petrum and one in the south part of Petrum. The south one is the Battle Hammers that you were in, which kind of covers like the center of the region.
Okay.
But in terms of Flama, Ave, Fluvius, those three are currently being basically handled by any assistance Petrum can give and that one. The Frost Riders.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason why Flama is getting a guild, so that it's not just people traveling 500 units to do anything.
Exactly.
But Ventus as of now doesn't have anything. Fluvius doesn't have anything. Fluvius is also a small state, so.
Yeah. Okay. So, since the Dancer can, you know, really help us out with the eastern part of the region, that's cool. But, I mean, since the Dancer's not a recruit, and there are no signs of the Dancer being a recruit, we don't want to say, hey, help us with recruit stuff, right? I think Kyle's like only real cover story is like, hey, I've got some special assignments that Adam's given me, and you know, I could do with, like, you know, some information and maybe some transportation help. And Daisy brought up the point of, hey, let's also ask for a way to contact, which also great. And I was trying
ask
to think
the
of
recruit
there's...
question.
It, no.
Right now, just be like, who are you?
No. No, maybe that's not work. How... That's not how this works.
it actually doesn't matter who you ask. Anybody you ask is just instantly then a recruit.
Oh my goodness.
That would break me, I think.
That would not only would that break Otterud, I think also that would kind of defeat the whole moving in silence bit. But yeah. I was trying to think if there was anything else we could ask the dancer for. And I don't know if there is. I really don't know if there is. We're going to spend a good amount of time in the eastern half of the Outcast region now, but I don't know how much we could really ask the dancer for beyond just, maybe some information, right? Like, what do you know about these areas? Which, if we have a way to communicate, we could just ask them as needed. And transportation, right? So
yeah, that was my thought.
Okay, I think so the dancer, what was the wording dancer said? Dancer said basically
my resources are your resources effectively.
Yeah. It's like, what do you need from me?
So tell me what you want, what you really really want.
That I would not be surprised if the dancer started singing.
Which, can we just address the fact that if that was the contents of the letter, why couldn't Adam have just told Kyle this and given Kyle a heads up, like, hey, by the way, this is who the dancer is, and, you know, this is, you know, a friend of mine, talk to the dancer, given Kyle the lowdown on this conversation. Anyways.
I have a feeling the letter said something else, and then the dancer came to this conclusion.
The letter is like 3 or 4 pages, so it's not just...
The letter had some other things, but if the letter also included this, why couldn't Adam clue in anyways?
Starts off with, hi, how you doing? I hope it's been good.
Hey, how's it going? It's been a minute. Remember that chess tournament we were at the end? Like, just full on, like, complete side...
A decade's worth of life updates.
It's crazy. I got a niece now. No, just throwing random stuff out there. All right, anyway.
But yeah, so I think Kyle's going to start with... I do have a project that Adam has asked me to work on.
Interesting.
And it seems I'm going to be spending a good amount of time here on this side of the region, which I'm from Thunder Tree City. I don't know it as well. Would there be I guess the big resources you have that, you know, we could use, are, you know, some knowledge and expertise, if you have any sort of transportation that we could use as well, any sort of connections with transportation would be helpful, because this project that Adam has me working on, it might keep me away from the Battle Hammers and the Frost Riders for a while.
Got any Doritos?
Transportation, darling, may be a little bit more complicated than expected. Information, however, I can absolutely provide. What about exactly? Did you have any particular areas that you wanted to? Theoretically, anything until... Until the four regions meet, I could probably handle. So there's this area where Petrum, Flama, Ventus, and Ave all meet up. It's not quite, there's like a decent gap between them, but that area is about where the cutoff of I have mastery over knowledge is.
It's not quite, you know, four quarters USA, but it's close.
It's close-ish. If you count like a, you know, it's 75 units is close probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you take an edge and you reduce the edge down to a point, then yes. but yeah, okay.
It's not that bad. It's only like 16 18 units. All
right. Yeah, it's still a good chunk of land, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, so...
that's like saying Delaware borders Pennsylvania. It's like, well... Does it?
I'd like to think it does. No. sorry, my inner Delaware came out. go ahead. Did you have any questions? Either of you. Rose, Kyle.
Rose just wants some Doritos.
Yeah.
I think magically appearing out of nowhere, Spritzy comes up with a bag of Doritos.
Chomp, 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 crunch, crunch.
All right, but the real question is, what flavor?
Any flavor I want. Each one is a different flavor.
It's a mystery bag.
Some of them aren't even Doritos.
it's Cool Ranch, Flamin' Hot, Barbecue, a Frito popped in there. That's just a random Lay's chip.
Fritos are criminally underrated, and that's a hill I'll die on. Anyways.
Okay.
That's another bold take that I will stand by. Fritos, criminally underrated.
Kyle just turns around and says that and then goes back to the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Fritos are incredibly underrated. About that. So Ave Flam.
Yeah. I think Kyle just goes, I don't know if we have any questions in particular right now. We're our next steps are pretty clear. We're heading to the edge to take care of something Adam wanted us to take care of. Is there any way we could get in contact with you in the future? Or because you seem to move around a fair bit now, so in your current role.
Yes, I am. I am constantly traveling.
Can you give us your training regimen?
Push-ups, sit-ups, and plenty of juice. How's about...
And then the dancer's about to say something, Spritzy kind of pops back in really quick, looking worried.
Dancer, there seems to be a commotion outside. What kind of commotion are we talking here? The earthquake variety? Oh, I fear it as much. Excuse me for a little bit.
You can see Cocovel pulls out a top hat and puts it on.
This is apparently now what I show off, recruit business. And
walks
outside.
Recruit business or guild business?
Not recruit business, sorry. Guild business. Guild business is the right thing.
This is where I show off guild business. I've done that mistake before.
I am a recruit. I knew it already. Adam asked me in the letter.
did the dancer ask us to stay here? Did the dancer ask us to follow? Did the dancer reply like, hey, watch this. This is going to be cool.
I think the dancer's just like, you want to follow me?
Okay. I think they're going to a dance battle. That's what the top hat's for.
Up to you want to follow or not. I think the dancer, when walking out, instead of the umbrellas, there's like a cane in there and pulls that out and just starts walking off, going outside. You are allowed to follow. Would you like to follow?
I mean, the dancer kind of, you know, imply like, oh yeah, like this is like, you know, putting on a show.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to watch this. So Kyle gets up and follows.
Yeah, I'm going too. I got my snack.
I got my popcorn equivalent. All right, and you guys head outside. Give me a couple of Pokemon that would be down here causing trouble. A handful of them.
Let's see. Let's go to my
list. Any constraints?
Preferably Pokemon that can cause a magnitude earthquake.
Munchlax.
All right. Which Pokemon can learn magnitude?
Morpeko.
Munchlax is just using metronome and constantly lands on magnitude.
Cloth.
Ooh, Cloth is a troublesome character. For
Cloth
sure.
And Cloth and Choodle.
Lickitung.
Between you two, settle on four. We'll say four, yeah. Settle on four, folks.
Cloth has to be there. For sure.
Lickitung, Cloth.
A disappointing number of Pokemon get magnitude, I will say.
I think there has to be a Togepi. We brought up the metronome, so there's gotta be a Togepi.
Yeah, we'll let metronome Togepi go crazy. And Rhyhorn used to get it as an egg move. It works. Those are our four.
You want Rhyhorn?
Well, Rhydon, right?
Okay, you want Rhydon.
Rhydon, Lickitung, Cloth, even though it doesn't get magnitude because Cloth is just a goofy goober. And
you want Rhydon or Rhyperior?
We've already seen a Rhyperior, so Rhydon.
That's a good point. All right.
And then Togepi is riding the Cloth.
Togepi riding the Cloth.
It's wagging its finger on top of the Cloth. A fissure comes out. Also, going back to my earlier metagaming tangent, when we have to show the land rival that the first creation trusts us, what does that mean? Because does that mean, like, Mew? Does that mean, like, Bulbasaur? Does that mean Rhydon? Do we just bring this Rhydon into the party and go to a volcano and just be like, hey, look at this guy? Like, when Adrin says first creation, I don't know what he means. So.
It's fun. So I think you walk out. You can, as you're walking out, you can feel the ground starting to shake a little bit more. And sure enough, there's a Togepi just kind of like wagging its hands in the air. Just like, yeah, yeah.
Its hands.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Using 10 metronomes.
It's got two hands and no fingers. So, yes, it's literally just waving its hands in the air. There's a Cloth cheerily walking around, a Lickitung, a Rhydon. They're all laughing at the chaos. And then the dancer just kind of goes,
excuse me, darling, we've reminded you multiple times not to go metronoming without a permit. But I wanna. Yes, there's a lot of things we want to do, darling, but you cannot do it. It is part of the rules. But I don't like the rules. Darling, none of us like the rules, but the rules exist so that people don't get hurt. You know, like them. And you see, like, a crowd of Pokemon that are like, oh, no! Using a SpongeBob thing, one Pokemon just randomly screams out, my leg! And all sorts of everything like that.
This Togepi is the dancer's child.
Darling, we told you, your curfew is at... you have to be at school right now. Not at school. I don't want to go to school. None of us want to go to school, but you have to go to school. It's part of the rule. Okay. Togepi's not the child, by the way. I'm just kidding. Not a child.
Fun fact, Cloth doesn't even get Earthquake.
Now it does.
Sure, but like...
No, yeah, Cloth doesn't. But the Togepi DLC now apparently can.
Cloth bought the Togepi Metronome Expansion Pack.
They're just like, but you're not going to stop us. Darling, we've stopped you many times with assistance, by myself. But I brought extra folks. That means I'll beat you in 4 seconds instead of 3. Either way, it does not matter. Relax. Just go back home. Or we're going to have to take this slightly more complicated route of actual attacks. But I have the army with me. Darling, that is no army.
BTS.
This is going to go into a battle. Now, for convenience sake, you guys are not entering the battle. But I'm just going to explain to you who the dancer is before.
I'm assuming the dancer, it looks very similar to a Quaquaval set that I've run competitively. It's got Moxie, it's got Aqua Step, and it just Dragon Dance one-shots everything.
You're not too far off. Let me go through the player sheet thing here, just for your convenience. Throw out a couple of things you're interested in learning about this Pokemon. Is anything you're interested in figuring out?
Did you give it Moxie?
Just answer your questions. I did give it Moxie.
Of course you did.
Its relationship to the Togepi.
They are longtime rivals.
Oh, thought you were about to say long-time lovers.
No. that would turn this...
That'll be at the end of the arc.
They are long-time rivals, and this is the beginning of the anime, so we'll find out what happens at the end of the season.
That was my question. I don't know.
My two questions were, did you give it its hidden ability, and did you give it its signature move? Those are my two questions.
It does have Moxie. It does have Aqua Step. It's also level 100.
Why? What do you mean?
Because...
What do you mean?
It's level 100. Okay, you want to hear its end stats? You want to hear its current stats?
Your system level 100 is broken.
Current HP, because it's fully healed, is 123.
That's it? Okay.
I'm pretty sure I have that right.
No. I'm surprised at how the stats scale. It's different than I was expecting.
But also, as of right now, maybe this will change, but as of right now, it has no temporary bonuses or permanent bonuses.
Uh-oh.
It's just raw 123 HP. Its attack, 56.
Okay.
Its defense, 58. Special attack is 20 because it's not a special attacker. Special defense is 57. Speed is 52.
Okay, yeah. For the way... it's really interesting because the stats end up being really linear instead of exponential here in our system.
Yeah.
But cool.
Because... okay.
This is overpowered.
This is pretty close. And the final thing that I will share... and only because I'm going to script the battle here. The final thing I will share is just a small little detail that is going to probably mean more to Muhammad than it is to Daisy, but I'll share it nevertheless. So Moxie is the ability that it has, and we'll actually go through the battle step by step. Quaquavel, being 50 plus speed, goes first. It's going to go for Surf, just trying to damp the field here. Just... boom. Wave of water appears behind it. I don't think Quaquavel, I think with a dance move, just like a disco finger forward, just flicks the surf forward, washing Rhydon and Cloth immediately out of the picture.
We're above ground, right?
We are underground.
Oh no.
No, but this is, it's at level 100, you have the ability to control the range of that move, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I think with various dance moves that I don't have in real life, it's almost controlling the surf to not be a wave, but so much like it's turning into a bubble, like surrounding the Pokemon. Cloth
Density
and Rhydon
just
are immediately.
Floods.
Cloth and Rhydon are immediately knocked out, taken out of the picture. Togepi's jumped off of Cloth and jumping onto Lickitung. Who, I think. Can you learn? Do you know if Lickitung can learn Metronome? I doubt it, but
I believe it can. Let me double check, but I believe it can.
It's got Helping Hand, which can kind of accomplish a similar goal to what I want. But
I don't know if Helping Hand into Metronome. Helping Hand into Metronome does work. Lickitung, Learn Set.
It's got Mimic in old generations, but
it doesn't.
It's fine. At the end of the day, these are all just throwaway characters. So I think Togepi is going to Metronome into Thunder. Why not? Just some powerful electric type move. Lickitung Helping Hands and blast the dancer. Now, I did say that it's a long time rival, so that Togepi is a pretty decent level as well, and this does significant damage. This is where I reveal the final little secret about our friend here, which is that it also has Torrent.
What?
Two abilities? What?
Okay.
Two abilities.
Okay, Calyrex, calm down.
It has two abilities, and Torrent activates, and the dancer, for the first time, not really being joking. Darling, you should not have done that. And Aqua Steps, speed jumps, smashes into Lickitung, which makes Togepi fall off. And the dancer just kind of goes, darling, say you're sorry. I'm sorry. This time. That's not no. Just picks up the Togepi. Excuse me one moment, my friends. I need to deal with this. Togepi, how many times do you... I don't want to... Look, we have to do... In a minute. cut to 15 minutes later when you're back in the room. There's like this large handprint slap on the dancer's face, clearly from a Togepi. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Togepi says, I'll see you on the dance floor.
No, you won't. You will be in jail for at least this current transgression. Or paying a fine or something. I don't know.
Or school?
I'll see you in the next. Or go back to school. I don't know. I'm sorry you had to see that. Like I was saying beforehand, opens this out. I don't know if you have any questions about the strength while the dancer. You can ask questions about that. Dancer's cool with it.
Kyle is just wide-eyed in shock, just like, okay, so this is why you are the guild president, fair enough.
Oh, yeah, no, fun fact, and this is a legitimate true thing that I am setting now in stone and will not change canon-wise, I am literally the only level 100 Pokemon in this country. It is just me.
And just got there recently.
Also, only level 100 Pokemon. Only Pokemon outside of one legendary with two abilities.
If you want to ask about that, you can.
Sorry, only level 100 Pokemon for now.
This is where Rose's training journey starts.
Daisy, if you want Rose to be level 100, I hate to break it to you, you will be here for quite literally 25 years. Honor is gonna
welcome
make
to Arc 72.
You forget I'm a baker. I know how to make donuts.
cheat code.
I've plugged in my Game Shark.
Davey's like, look, man, I was planning this out from the very start. Forget battling. I'm just going to gorge on Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, and the equivalent. Anyway, if you want to ask about the ability, you can. Up to you, though. The ability thing to think. Because that was clear. That was evident. You could see Torrent activate. You know what Overgrowth looks like. It's that, but blue.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if... You can't see Boxy, right? Like...
You can feel Mox.
But this thing's one-shotting everything anyways. Like,
true. But
it just screams out, Moxie!
You see the attack up animation, but only for this specific Quackovel. Like, this specific Quackovel, anytime it knocks out a Pokemon, you just see the red stat increase, like, flare go up around it. And it's
I think for Quackovel, for the dancer, it's not attack boost, it's just swag. It's just got that much that much cooler after knocking a Pokemon out.
Swagger is a different move.
Yeah. Not swagger, just swag.
The grr is the confusion. It takes out the confusion and instead just gives the attack buff. Yeah. That's what this is.
To the opponent.
Do either of you have bag space?
Yeah.
I have one slot.
I have four.
The dancer places a small gem on the table. And that is how you can contact me at any point in time, as long as I'm awake and other things like that.
Okay, I wrote gem.
It is a mind gem. It's not a real item, but I'm making this up right now.
Does the dancer put two down? Does the dancer put one down?
Put one down.
Okay.
I take it. Thank you.
Okay, who took it? Sorry.
I took it.
Okay.
Kyle doesn't
you have any
it
questions,
Kyle
comments,
like, okay,
concerns,
sure.
As long as we are not, it is, you need to be, it won't work because I'm here and I can see you. If I can't see you, then you can talk to me.
I turn around and try to speak into it.
You can hear in your head, yes, this technically works, but you can also kind of hear me, so.
Oh no, the feedback! Ah.
Yeah, you just hear the loop. I recommend traveling. You said you are headed to the edge, correct?
Kyle nods.
Yes.
If possible, I would recommend traveling by land. Only because the time is safe right now and the boat travel gets a little bit more complicated. The coastlines have been getting weird lately, though I sense that might be due to your actions or your planned project.
Well, we don't know how to mess with time, so I don't know. I don't know how that would have done anything.
Kyle's head tilts in confusion of like, what are you implying? Like, what are you saying?
I'm saying the coastlines are kind of rough right now, so I would recommend going by land. But the fact that you are going to the edge and this has only started recently makes me curious, that is all.
Kyle, just the expression of confusion just very quickly washes away from his face. He's just like, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
If you need any more assistance about anything here, I think for Fluvius, definitely. For Ave, probably. For Flama, potentially. A little bit of the rest, come to me. I will assist as best as I can, Dan.
Kyle.
Okay.
Nods and like stands up and gives a salute.
I appreciate all that you have done for the guild. I appreciate you, Rose, for helping out Kyle throughout this journey so far. If you have any questions, of course you have the what did I call it? The mind gem, the telepathy gem,
mind
whatever
gem.
You want to call it. Mind gem. You have the mind gem. If you need me, you can give me a ring. And I look forward to seeing what you guys can do for the guild works in the future.
All right.
At this point, now the top hat is off, and it's like, now if you'll excuse me, I have a lesson to go handle. Somehow, out of nowhere, just puts on a literal flamenco outfit and just walks on out.
This Quackaval is really an Oricorio in disguise!
And that, I think, unless you have anything else you want to do, is a good place to end this episode.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Destinations, fun things. This is not a thing. We can maybe get into this in the post game. I don't know. It's not that important. There's a whole like system backstory thingy thing behind the two abilities thing that I'm eager to introduce in the story at some point.
Yeah, Kyle was not as curious. I am very curious.
So we might talk about that in the post game show. Who knows? Thanks everyone for listening, watching, and supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do. I have been your PM, your DM, your GM, Anner himself.
I've been Muhammad playing Kyle.
I've been Daisy eating Dorito, playing Rose.
And until next time, everyone, take care.